Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Packers Daily. I'm Aaron Nagler on Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on our social channels. That's right, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. We're all over the place. And you guys are here chopping it up already. I love it each and every morning, coming, talking Packers. And we heard from the coaching staff, the general manager, lots of pontification, a lot of platitudes from the Packers. How's that for some alliteration this morning? Hope you're all doing well. Mark, good morning. How are you? Skyler, good morning. Rusty, good to see you, buddy. Yes, smash that like button, people. Big B is in the house, everybody. Big B. That's right. I know he'll be at the Cheesehead TV happy hour tonight for Patreon members, even though he'll be partaking of a juice box probably rather than an alcoholic beverage. Along with Joey. Joey, good to see you. Michael, how are you? We don't know, and we never will. One of the all-time great NFL quotes. You think you know, but you don't. You don't know, and you never will. Sandy, good morning. How are you? Walter, how you doing, man? Good to see you. Janelle, great news. My daughter is going to bring another Packer fan into the world. Janelle, congratulations. I mean, I hope it's a Packer fan. Imagine once he gets old enough and has free will and choice and decides it wants to be a Bears fan, then you're gonna have to disown it. But no, I kid, of course it's gonna be a Packers fan. Everyone's gonna be very excited. Congratulations. What else we got here? Hey Nags, based on the coach's talk yesterday, who do you think will be Barry's star player on defense? Wonder if Jair will be him, or are they looking for this player in the draft? I think they'll keep every avenue open, kind of like he said. Yeah, I thought Pete's question was a good one in the sense of, it's funny because Pete asked in a different way what I was talking about yesterday at wanting to ask Barry in regards to traveling Jair. My question was going to be much more about him matching with number ones, but Pete framed it in the sense of, are you going to kick him inside the nickel spot at times to play that star role? And, you know, it was a bit of a non-question in the sense of answering actually what Pete asked about Jair. But the nature of that position and the need to be physical, I think, you know, you think of Jair and you don't see a physically imposing guy. But if he's shown anything his first few years in the league here, is that he is not a guy who's going to back down, and he is going to be physical and he's going to stick his nose in there more often than not. So I doubt it ends up being Jair. I think they'd probably try to find maybe someone a bit more up to taking the punishment of, you know, being run on and run at. I think if you kick Jair inside to that role too much, you're taking away what he does best, which is eliminate wide receivers on the perimeter. So I do think they'll look inward first, and, you know, maybe they come up with a guy like Raven Green, or they continue with Chandon Sullivan. But I think, you know, with Raven, you know, the challenge for him is staying on the field. It always has been. And with Chandon, I think he's not as bad as he showed in the NFC Championship game, but I think they have to get better there. And I think that's why corner continues to be the kind of outstanding, most obvious number one need heading into the offseason, be it free agency or the draft, which are both avenues I think they'll try to utilize. Van Noy is a beast, and it sucks he's getting released. William, he is getting released. Perhaps the Packers will make a call. I'd be very surprised if he does anything other than go back to New England, but maybe the Packers take a look-see, so to speak. I think they could use his services. Amar, what's up, man? Good morning. After the Drayton press conference, oh gosh, things moving too fast. What were you saying? After the Drayton press conference, I am convinced special teams will be good this year. Well, Mark, that's called winning the press conference, and it doesn't mean a whole lot, but yes. I definitely liked his demeanor. I liked his take on things. He was very short and to the point on most topics, but he talks with great authority, and you love to hear it. I loved his response to Rob's question, although he didn't really. I mean, the idea of, yes, we've had two amazing Hall of Fame quarterbacks in Green Bay, so that kind of overshadows a lot in regards to the rest of the team is a true point. But that doesn't really answer why the special teams have been so porous for so long. But I like his demeanor. I like the idea of his bringing a career, a wealth of knowledge from lots of other places, and calling the shots, so to speak. And I get it. What people are like, well, he was in the room for the last 3 years and they haven't been good, etc. But, you know, how many times have you sat there with your boss while they're talking or laying out plans and you're thinking, what in the hell are we doing? Give the man a chance. See how he does. What else we got? We got Preston. Thanks for the super chat. Do you think there's a possibility we trade up for Alabama's Devontae Smith? Imagine that duo. Also, smash that motherfucking like button, people. Preston, I would be absolutely shocked if they traded up for a wide receiver. I love that player. I think he's phenomenal. We saw Devontae tweet about him during the college playoffs. I think he'll be long gone before the Packers are within striking distance. Again, I love it. I love that idea, putting him on the team with Devontae and Rodgers. Let him cook. I'm all about it. But that would be it would be very out of character for Brian, and it would be really kind of counter to what I think this year is going to be all about, which is trading down and trying to get more picks because, you know, you've got very little to go on as a scout. You got some real mishmash of games that were played. There's no combine. Pro days are going to be kind of hit and miss. So I do think this is a year where you want to acquire picks, not give them up. But if Brian thinks, you know, Devontae Smith is a once in a generational talent, maybe he gives up a boatload of picks. Again, I doubt it, but I don't hate the daydreaming. I love that kid. He can play. He can ball, as the kids like to say. Barry said the T word, tackling. I'm excited. Hey, did you notice he didn't use the word aggressive once? I mean, I think that's got to be a record for a new defensive coordinator in his introductory press conference not to use the word aggressive. I was kind of shocked. Michael, thanks for the super chat. NFL punditry struggles most with what NFL scouts are best at, projecting development. Stat analysis looks mostly backward. Let's see on Preston. Yeah, there's a lot there, Michael. I very much agree with your first point. No question about it. Especially when it comes to the draft. I seemingly every year have this rant about how it's about projection, and so much of the content that's produced online or on television is all about the past and what they've done and put on film, which is fine. It's definitely a piece of the puzzle. But this idea that this is what they're going to do when they arrive in the NFL is so laughable. For everything from the still developing body that these guys bring to the league, along with who their coach is, what the scheme they're going to be playing is, who are their teammates, what are they going to be asked to do technique-wise? These are all things that, you know, the pro scouts, as you're saying, look at and try to project forward. That's where the money gets made. That's where these guys separate themselves from some Yahoo, the Twitter account, who makes lists every spring. You know, no doubt about it. Any chance they tag Jones and trade him like they did with Corey Williams back in the day? Yes, there's a chance. I think a small one, but yeah, that is definitely in play. No doubt about it. Brody, thanks for the super chat. Oh, God. F, Mary, kill, Rodgers, Devontae, and Bakhtiari. This is so wildly inappropriate. But I would probably F Rodgers because, you know, he doesn't call anybody back, so I wouldn't have to worry about it. Devontae and Bach. Which one do I marry and which one do I kill? I don't know, man. I'd kill Bakhtiari because he'd just come back to life because he's got superpowers. There, how's that for getting out of it? And then I'd marry Devontae. Wow. The tough-hitting questions this morning. Cameron, thanks for the super chat. If we are keeping Preston, is there a chance that maybe Gary slides to the 3-tech and Preston stays outside? On a regular basis, I doubt it. I don't see him kicking inside full time, so to speak. We saw it happen at times last year on certain rush situations. There were a couple times, specifically I remember in the Panthers game where they had Gary playing the 3, but I can't imagine that as a full-time move. I think they're going to keep doing what they've been doing and rotate those guys as much as they can to keep them fresh. And look, you know, you need edge rushers, especially in this defense. You need guys that you're going to be able to be interchangeable with, bring in and out. I know Preston had a down year productivity-wise, but he does a lot from setting the edge, bringing a physical presence, creating pressures. His pressures went down too. There's no doubt about it. But I do think he played better down the stretch last year than most people are giving him credit for. I think a lot of people just kind of have the first month and a half of the season kind of coloring their entire view of the entirety of his 2020. And I do think, like I said, I think he's a bit better than most fans and pundits are giving him credit for. So now all that said, you know, I won't be surprised if they do something with his contract, because he is going to be taking up a decent size amount of that cap. And you cannot be just a body. You've got to produce. So we will see how they approach that. But yeah, to your point, Preston's sure seems like he'll be on the team next year. It's just in what capacity, cap hit wise. What else we got? Got that. Oh, Fernando, I missed yours. What's up, man? Good morning, Nags and all. If Levante David hits the market, would Packers take a look, or will we be out of their price range? He will be wildly out of their price range. I'd love it. I'm all for it. Great player, but there's no chance. That is one of those where, he's gonna command a hefty chunk of change. Go Pack Go from Scotland. What's up, Barry? Go Pack Go from New York City. Hope you're doing well. That moment with Smith sets the edge, and Summers is not there to make the tackle. Brady, man, you are the leader of the anti-Summers brigade, and I understand it. He is frustrating to watch, but, you know, the guy is like third or fourth on the depth chart for a reason. When he's out there, it's because, you know, there have been two plane wrecks and a car wreck, and he's had to go in. Yes, it can be frustrating, but he also gets sideline to sideline. He's in position to make the tackle a lot of the time. Sometimes he misses the tackle. I can't fault him for his want to and his try hard. Curtis Samuel or Juju an option? No way on Juju. He'll get paid, Mark. Maybe on Curtis Samuel, though I doubt it. Sucks to hear from Lindsley that he has yet to get a call. I get it's a business, but we owe the guy a call. I mean, to quote Clint Eastwood in Unforgiven, deserves got nothing to do with it. You know, to quote Jerry Maguire, ain't show friends, it's show business. I could just keep quoting movies all morning. That'd be kind of fun. But no, look, it is a business, and he is getting the Micah Hyde treatment, you know, where you don't even get a phone call. And it is interesting, you know, we talked to Goody yesterday afternoon, right before I talked to Corey, and there's Gutekunst saying, well, of course, we'd love to have him back. Well, you know, and then I talked to Corey, and he's like, oh, really? I didn't hear that. That's nice of him to say. But it's like, wouldn't it be great if you heard it from the general manager directly? That's when I put up that tweet last night about how sometimes I worry that Brian's adheres a little bit too much to the Ted way and not enough to the Ron way. And I understand both of them won a Super Bowl each. But I also point out that Ron got to two Super Bowls, and the reason Ted didn't is because the guy he insisted on keeping around in Brandon Bostic, even though everybody on his staff was telling him, cut this guy, he is going to cost us, he is mentally weak, he is going to cost us a game. He did just that, despite everyone on his staff telling him, get rid of this guy, cut loose. Ted had to keep him around because he believed in him, and then he cost him a trip to the Super Bowl. True story. William, thanks for the super chat. I know money speaks all, but you have my QB back to the NFC appearances and a great coaching staff. Why not stay in Green Bay and wait to get paid? I know money speaks all. William, who are you talking about? You have my MVP quarterback, back-to-back NFC champ, and a great coaching staff. Why not stay in Green Bay and wait to get paid? Who are you talking about? Are you talking about Aaron Jones? Like, who are you talking about? I know money speaks all. This is like a riddle. I know I'm kind of slow and the coffee maybe hasn't kicked in yet, but I'm not quite sure what you're asking there, buddy. Uncultured, thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. Is this finally the year that the Packers take middle linebackers, seriously, who was the last thumper they had at that position? Bishop? Well, Bishop's the last guy who could get sideline to sideline and be physical when he arrived the way you want him to. It's kind of crazy that in our collective memories, we think of Desmond Bishop as this great kind of, you know, I'm trying to think of a perfect word, but like this great player in the middle when he was a good player, but he was acquired the same way they've acquired players at that position since and before. He was a middle pick. You know, it's not like they signed some big free agent or drafted in the top 10. That was AJ Hawk. You know, it was just a mid-round draft pick who played really well. And it took forever for him to get on the field. I remember how frustrating it was. Every preseason, he'd be playing and you'd be like, who is this kid? He has got some juice. And then the regular season would come and they would never play him. It took injuries for him to get on the field. And then when he did, he was pretty damn good. But it is funny because we've now gone through so many years of kind of middling backers and trying to fix that position. We look back and we think, oh, Desmond Bishop. I think, what is he, a fourth round pick? You know, he wasn't a Hall of Famer. He was a good football player. But that's how, like, kind of parched we are at that position as fans. Is this the year they take it seriously? No. No more so than they have any year prior. They will root around, try and find a way to make it work. That's kind of how, that would be my guess there anyway. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Another hard hitter. Does the Pope wear a funny hat line? A nod to Raising Arizona, LOL, Pappy Fund. I don't know if that's the first place I ever heard it, but I love that movie. So I don't think it's really a nod. I think I've been saying that prior to that movie coming out, but, and I'm sure the Coen brothers have probably heard that saying and put it in there, but I love that movie. That is a vastly underrated film, sophomore effort from the Coen brothers. David, thanks for the super chat. I predict breakout year for Barnes and Martin. Maybe the Packers do too. Maybe they don't do anything at inside backer because of exactly that. Now, will Packers fans take a wait and see approach this offseason and allow players to develop and think, you know what, maybe these guys, of course not. Sorry, I couldn't keep a straight face. But yeah, I think it'll be great. I'm all for that. How mad will Packers Twitter be when they trade out of the first round? Oh, not half as mad as Corey and I when we go and do that live stream all night and then they get to pick 29 and then they trade out all night. Night's worth of content for nothing. Yeah, you know, I think everybody knows it's a possibility. But I also think more often than not, my guess would be they'll make a pick. They'll find a player that they like. But you never know. Who knows? Maybe some team comes calling and wants to grab a quarterback that's falling and they want to get that fifth-year option, so they call the Packers about getting that pick in the first round. Could happen. We'll see. That's one of those things you never know until you're in the moment. But yeah, Packers Twitter would be a lot of fun. Kamal Martin is the truth. I'll tell you what, man. He had his ups and downs this year, but he is a quick twitch guy. He arrives in a bad mood. And I think what we saw on the field this year in the regular season still wasn't like really close to scratching the potential of what he, you know, could bring to that position. We saw a lot of plays last summer in practice at camp where I distinctly remember kind of Andy Herman and I going, "Do you see that?" Like a number of times. He's got all the ability in the world. It's just a question of if he can learn to utilize it, get his technique down, things of that nature. But man, that stuff that Joe Barry was talking about yesterday, the instincts, the stuff that's God-given, the ability within you to take those tools, those physical tools, and really kind of do something with them in the league. He's got a lot of that. There's no doubt about it. But you did see last year, there were times and he got washed out. He got in bad positions. He overran things. He, took some bad false steps and caused him to be out of position in the run game. You definitely saw there's a lot to work on. You saw some missed tackles, etc. But you also saw a ton of upside and a bunch of really promising stuff. So, yeah, we'll see how much more opportunity he gets heading into 2021. Maru, thank you for the super chat. School grades weigh a lot in prospects' evaluations? No. No, what they can do on a football field matters a hell of a lot more. honestly, most teams are just happy if you know, you go to school, did you get any trouble? No? Good. The grades are pretty immaterial. It's not to say they don't want to find out if guys can learn or how they learn or if they're intelligent, because they certainly want to know that, and they do that a number of different ways. And I loved Maurice's point yesterday when he was talking about coaching. And, you know, this is an old saying, but it's true. The best coaches are teachers, and you have to teach to the student, not to the group. I love that idea. And, you know, guys learn in different ways, but you have to have some football intelligence. Teams are so much more kind of focused on their football intelligence rather than any grade they might get. Draft a punter, Robin. If they draft a punter, Corey Banky might burn this world to the ground. We don't need that. Paul, thank you for the super chat. We got here. Hey, Nags, what's Irvin's status for next year? Always liked him on the special teams. Thanks for coverage. Those playoff fireworks still bring a smile here. Well remembered. I'm trying to remember his contract. I mean, when he re-signed last year, I think it was a two-year deal. So I believe he's under contract for one more year. You know, I know he was sorely missed down the stretch there, but I expect, you know, given that, you know, assuming he comes back at full health, he should be ready to go starting next season. All right, guys, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for all the super chats, the chats in general, showing up here every day. It really means a lot that you utilize Cheesehead TV when it comes to enjoying your favorite team. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. And hey, we are having our weekly Patreon happy hour tonight. If you'd like to join us on Patreon, all we ask is $5 a month. It supports everything we do at Cheesehead TV. As I like to point out, we are not owned by any corporate entity. Most places where you consume Packers content have some kind of corporate backing. We do not. We are pure bootstrap. So everything you do to support us, whether it is on Patreon or just simply hitting like on a video, really means a lot to us. So Patreon happy hour tonight, 6 p.m. If you can't make that, totally get it, but please, hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.